Well, I think it's been a historic general debate, a historic summit that preceded that. And then preceding that, we had the Pope here addressing 193 member states. Hugely exciting. The room was packed. People were leaning in, literally, to listen to what he was saying. He spoke in Spanish, but came with an uplifting and inspiring message and really, really calling on governments and leaders to step up the moral reasons for what they're doing and help frame very nicely the idea of a sustainable development agenda for the next 15 years to really lift people out of poverty, bring peace and stability to the world, and to tackle climate change in a really meaningful and important way later this year in December.
Now, we stood here last week and there was an extraordinary atmosphere of excitement, wasn't there? You know, you just shaken the President of America's hand and Vladimir Putin was walking through, all the world leaders were here. It's a slightly quieter atmosphere now, isn't it? What will happen now, going forward?
Well, it is. Thankfully, it's quietened down. It was an extraordinary week. And when we last spoke on Super Monday, I mean, we had hundreds of heads of state in the building all at once, all crossing paths with each other on their way to the podium in the General Assembly, a really sort of a packed house, a historic year in terms of numbers of people coming to address the member states. Now it's quietened down. Now the hard work begins. We've got a sustainable development agenda agreed by 193 member states. The work has to begin immediately. And the President of the General Assembly is keen to really galvanize action on that to make sure we don't lose any momentum and we really hit the ground running. Clearly, we've got to find the money. The money is there. It needs to be redirected. Clearly, we have to get a climate change agreement in place in Paris in December at COP21. That's going to be a high priority for all of us, for the whole membership. In the next few months, we've got to get that in place. It'll be very hard to achieve this sustainable development agenda without agreement on climate change. That will form the bedrock of what needs to happen. But there's 15 years of hard work to go, and it's important to get the measurement in place early on so that member governments can take action.
So a lot of promises and pledges made last week, but now people have to really deliver, don't they?
Absolutely. We've got to find the money. We've got to find the strategy to actually measure the implementation of those 17 sustainable development goals. There's 169 targets. This is a lot of work. Peace and security will be crucial. We've got to get that right. There's still far too many conflicts in the world. There's far too many refugees looking for a safe haven. We've got to sort these things out. That's going to be a bedrock of our stability and our future as a human race to develop sustainably together.